Yishuvchem, happiest Thursday. Today's shiur is dedicated to Leilu Nishmat Melka Bajali, Nuscha Naba Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamar Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, and Liora Bat Yitzchak, and
Rinat,
and
Shlomo Ben Yehuda, and also Rinat Bat Dan, and also Sarah Bat Moshe. And also, in honor of our new baby girl.
Yes!
Mazal tov, mazal tov. Israel Hashem for her wedding at the right time. And we are learning about Gila. Gila is rejoicing. Joy, happiness. Beautiful topic. Ktiv. It says in...
At least we got some happiness.
It says in Tehillim, which you learned very recently.
Yes,
the beginning of Tehillim.
Yes.
The Gilu Bir Ada. Gilu Bir Ada means... rejoice with trembling.
Yes, you have to.
You have to rejoice with trembling. Which
fear and happiness should go together.
Yeah, it seems a little bit contradictory, but he's saying, yes, happiness and fear have to go together. What does that mean? So Amar Rabotein Uzal, so our Chachamim explained in Masechet Brachot,
Bimkom. That's exactly this Brachot.
Yeah?
The other day when you weren't here, we're having this conversation, and this is exactly the Gemara we're quoting.
Exactly in the place of joy, there also has to be a sense of trembling and a sense of fear. Now, what does he mean by that? So he says, "Ki darkan." He said, "Let me give you an example." Darkan shel anshei milchama. He says, "If somebody is at war, and you're a soldier, you're in the army, and you're at war, v'yirot ki gavar oyev. You know, you see the enemy is about to overcome you. Then you see we're losing. And the enemy is about to win. So." What do you do? You start praying. God help me.
Yes. Very normal. It's very normal.
Hashem help us. The enemy is about to win.
Yeah, it's very normal.
So he says, in the same way, bimkom gila, he says, in the places of joy, in the places of, good morning, in the places of parties, he says, he says, that's where the Yetzer Hara is strongest.
Yes.
To overcome a person. Yes. Our biggest enemy, yes, which is ourselves, oh, very boy, often, boy, boy, boy. That's the place where the Yetzer Hara gets us in the easiest way. So therefore, b'choshvo, because the Yetzer Hara tells him, Hashta nafal b'yadi, ki en pachar olim get enough. Right, he doesn't fear God over here right now. That's it. He's in my hands. I got him. The Yetzer Hara can trap you very easily. In those moments, he's just thinking about joy, happiness, partying, letting go.
Usually, when you have a very happy occasion, after you have something that breaks, something happens. You know, this is it.
So he says, "Umashio." So the Yetzer Hara persuades him, "Sheishkach tzur kedosho." And he rhymes over here. See, "Umashio sheishkach tzur kedosho." He persuades him to forget his Creator, his Holy Creator. Right? As Yariah af Yatsriach. And it's in those moments, a person has to pray to Hashem.
Yes.
In those moments, Hashem, help me overcome the Yetzer Hara. Aval hasachal, but somebody who is a fool, right? All he wants is his entire life is partying. I don't want to think about the consequences of anything. So yarbet varim asurim, he'll speak all kinds of lashon hara and all kinds of things that aren't appropriate to say, and not think that my words are going to have consequences in these places. Va'arayot, and sexual offenses. Isurim minim, minim shonim, all different types of prohibitions of the Torah. Overeating, which causes all kinds of problems for a person, especially in those places. Therefore, Ha'isha yareet Hashem, a person who is God-fearing and really cares for his neshama, yasim Hashem lenegdo tamid. He always has God in front of him. Always has Hashem in front of him. B'terem ikanesu l'mikom gila. Before you enter a party, I'm going to enter a party, and I want to have fun. I want to have a good time. I do want to have a good time, but at the same time, I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to cross any lines that I shouldn't cross. Te'yikabel alav shelo latzet min ashura. He should set boundaries for himself. Set
how much drinking,
set,
how much
yes,
eating, how
set
much
your health. Red lines before you go into the party. This is how far I'm going to go. I'm not going to go beyond that. because beyond that, I'm going to do something foolish. Beyond that, I'm going to do something that's going to hurt me, or something that's going to, chas v'shalom, hurt somebody else. So
you mentioned something about the one before about trembling.
This is it.
When you talked about, give example of the war, but when I interpret it differently. That something good happens to you, don't get carried away. Don't think it's you. It's always a reminder that Hashem is there. That's why you have to be trembling.
Beautiful interpretation. Yeah, 100%. Very nice. So that's in reference to Tehillim, the concept of trembling with joy. In joy, you should have trembling. So he translates it as, right now he says, there are places that when people get joyous and happy, they get carried away. They get carried away, and you forget, and sometimes your worst enemy is yourself. Your worst enemy can be yourself. So, so just like in a place where one sees real physical enemies actually are going to overcome you, you pray to God to help you, right? If a person sees it, his own personal self is going to overcome him and come to hurt him, pray to God to help you. Pray to God to help you. And yes, it doesn't mean that, you know, you should go to a party or go to a place of joy and not be happy. It says gilu. Gilu means have a good time. It means be joyous. It means party. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that's it, Minashra. It doesn't mean that there are no boundaries.
You can do anything you want.
It doesn't mean you can do anything you want. There has to be some boundaries. There has to be a cutoff. What Pele Yoetz is saying over here is, right, just like every other place, Chacham Einav Birosho. A wise person thinks about it beforehand. A wise person sets those boundaries beforehand. Right? Because once you're in it,
you cannot get out of it.
It's very difficult to get out. But if a person has preset, this is always the same way, a dietitian or a nutritionist, right? What do they always tell people? When is your most difficult moments? Well, let's talk about it now, right? We have 1 week in front of us. Hey, where are you going to be this week? You're going to a party, you're going to your Shabbat dinner, you have places where you tend to eat more than you normally do. Okay, what are your boundaries going to be? Either I'm going to stick to only these foods and I'm not going to have these foods, or I'll have this much, but I only have up to a certain portion so that it doesn't come to hurt me. So in the same way, Peleoetz is saying, a person has to know himself and know where I might cross boundaries that I shouldn't when it comes to a party. So if it comes to the way I relate to the opposite gender, well, set yourself boundaries with how you relate and where you go to with the opposite gender at a party. Or if it comes to drinking, well, set yourself a boundary. I'm going to drink.
But
I have one glass. Or I only drink this much. But I'm not going to cross lines that I shouldn't cross that I'm going to end up regretting tomorrow or the day after.
Once you make an action, you cannot go back and there's a reaction.
Better not to tell these nutritionists what a Mashari Shabbat dinner is like. They'll probably start like, get the FDA and the police and stuff against us.
Good morning.
If a person knows that there are certain people that once I get into conversation with them, it always ends up being Lashon Hara. Once I'm in that context,
you should have a boundary there.
Right? So set
a
boundary.
Don't sit at their table.
don't sit at that table.
The most difficult one.
So in that way, even in your joy and in the happiness that you have a real, true, pure joy that comes with the fear of Hashem. Right? And this is a very, very big segula for a person to think about in advance that the wine will not come to hurt you. Right? The wine will not come
to
hurt
you. Measure how much you drink.
Measure. Motzimi dato, and makes a person lose control, lose his mind, and do things that he will chas v'shalom end up regretting. Uchvar sipru, he said, let me tell you a story. It's a great story. It's an incredible story. Al harav Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. Right? The Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the all of the different strains of the Hasidim, in a general sense, they started from Rabbi Israel Baal Shem Tov. So, pa'am achat, it happened once. Shata kos gadol shel shechar chazak meod b'choshvo shehu yain. He drank a big cup of hard liquor, because he thought it was wine. He thought that he
it was with scotch.
he thought that he was drinking wine. I can drink a full cup of it. It ended up being scotch, and he didn't realize what he did. What he did? He got to the point that he was about to pass out from this big cup that he drank. And what did he do? In the moment, sagar enough, he closes his eyes. And in a moment, he returned to normal. Comes back to normal. As if he didn't drink at all. As if he didn't have anything.
That's why they drink whiskey for. They do kiddush on whiskey on Shabbat day. I think this is.
No. Because of what the Rav. I don't think that's the reason. We're not. Yeah, listen, there are some opinions and there are communities that rely on this, according to Shulchan Aruch, that for the day kiddush, not for the night kiddush, for the daytime kiddush, you can make it on other liquor, especially if you don't have wine available. For the nighttime kiddush, you have to use wine. For the daytime kiddush, there are opinions, and there are some communities that are lying that you can use whiskey. But the thing is, you have to have a 3-ounce cup. You always have to remember you cannot make a kiddush with just a shot glass. It has to be a 3-ounce cup. Anyway, that's a side note. But listen to what happens to him. So he was not trying to overdrink. He was not trying to get drunk over here, right? He just thought, I'm just having a glass of wine. He just wanted to have a glass of wine. Ends up being it's a glass of scotch. And he closes his eyes, and then suddenly he opens his eyes, and he's back to normal, regular, as if he didn't drink at all. As if he had a completely sober. In one moment, he's completely sober. So, Sha'alulo Tamidav, his students asked him, Marfuasa, how did you heal yourself? How did you do this? In one second, you made yourself completely sober, as if nothing happened? How could it be? So he responded to them, he says, you should know what our rabbis taught us. Yain kashe. He says, wine can be very difficult on the body, can have a strong effect on the body. But pachar mefigo. He says, what alleviates it? What causes a person to sober? Pachar, fear.
A person gets scared. When a person is scared of something,
a person trembles, and in that moment he wakes up. And that alleviates the wine. That gets rid of the alcoholic content of the wine. It says, "Ve'en pachar kefachar Hashem me'adar geono." Mefigo is the yeah, like alleviates it. It gets rid of it.
Very true. Suddenly you wake up. Okay,
yeah,
well,
you wake up in a moment. So, "Ve'en pachar kefachar Hashem me'adar geono." There is no fear like the fear of God. There is no trembling like the trembling in front of Hashem. In that one moment, I thought to Hashem, boy, what am I going to do now? What's Hashem going to think of me? What's Hashem going to say? Hashem is watching me. In that one moment of fear of God, he says, "Khalaf alach." He says, that was it. The liquor left. Liquor left my body. In one moment of awe and trepidation in front of Hashem. He realized what happened. He realized that he drank more than he should have. He said, one moment he closed his eyes, thinks of Hashem, what's going to happen? And the liquor leaves. The liquor is gone.
So when we are in that situation, they catch him
in the act and say the following day, he says, I didn't understand what I was doing. I was drunk. It's a little bit of a
check. Pele Yoetz is saying, obviously what he's saying is, don't get to that point. Don't get yourself to that point. Right? Don't overeat. Know your boundaries in advance. But he said, what's the cure?
This is a good
cure?
Trick. From now on,
what
we
is
have
the
to
cure?
Use this.
The cure is fear of God.
Yes, I like this.
This is a very nice trick. And a person remembers that which God was angry at the Jewish people. We're in Galut right now. Remember Yerushalayim. The fact that Yerushalayim is not built yet. Like our rabbi said, Zachoret Yom HaShabbat. It says in the Torah, we have a mitzvah to remember the day of Shabbat. To mention, remember the day of Shabbat. We need to mention it and remember it. Now, how do we fulfill that? We say Kiddush with wine. We say Hashem created. In the Kiddush, we say, why are we keeping Shabbat? Hashem created the world in 6 days. Hashem rested on the seventh, and therefore we are resting on the seventh day. So Zochreu me'achar sheba lehashkicho. Mention it and remember it, right? Because sometimes rejoicing on Shabbat can cause you to forget why I'm rejoicing on Shabbat. The fact that we're in a happy and a joyous place on Shabbat can cause us to forget why we're doing it. So, ken ha-davar hazeh, it's naming over here, ikar mitzvat zechirot elu. We have to remember why we are here. Hashem put us here for a purpose. We have to remember that we want to be joyous. We want to have, but we don't want to cause damage, chas v'shalom. And we don't want to hurt ourselves, chas v'shalom, or hurt somebody else, chas v'shalom. And that will cause a person not to cross boundaries that he should not cross. He'll always conduct himself in an upright manner, in an upright manner, in a righteous manner, with calculation. And this is the foundation of rejoicing properly. Rejoicing
so
without going out of line.
Keep in our head constantly Hashem in fear.
Beautiful. Beautiful
Peleot.
A wonderful day. Happiest Thursday.